Every now and then, people ask me what bird recordings they should buy to learn bird songs. When I started birding, it was an easy decision. Almost the only one available was the album designed as a companion to the Peterson Field Guide. The first edition included most of the birds found in eastern North America. Later editions left out treasures like the ivory-billed woodpecker and Bachman's warbler, which are both now considered extinct, but they were still good. But now I virtually never pull out my Peterson recordings. When I want a recording that has virtually every bird I could possibly hear in eastern North America, I go to my Stokes Field Guide to Bird Songs, which is both more comprehensive and easier to use. The Peterson CD includes 267 species on just one CD, and it only uses 35 tracks, meaning there are so many birds on each track that you almost always have to listen to several species in order to get to the one you want to hear. The Stokes Guide, put together by Lang Elliott, includes three CDs that each have 99 tracks, so virtually all of its 372 species are on their own track. Also, the sound selections on the Stokes Guide are longer, and the accompanying booklet, written by Lang Elliott, includes information about the context in which each vocalization is normally given. Of course, it would have been virtually impossible to include every vocalization of all 372 species on a 3-CD set, so some calls have been left out of the Stokes CDs. To get more comprehensive coverage of a smaller number of species, I highly recommend 2 CDs also produced by Lang Elliott, Know Your Bird Sounds, Volumes 1 and 2. These each have only 35 of the most common species found in this half of the continent, but for each one there are a wide variety of calls, each with a brief, easy-to-listen-to narration explaining something about the meaning of each vocalization. Both volumes of Know Your Bird Sounds are getting pretty hard to track down, but are well worth the hunt. Lang Elliott has also produced a CD called Wild Sounds of the North Woods that includes not just birds, but other sounds you're likely to hear when listening in the natural world. White-tailed deer and wolves, various frogs and toads, squirrels and beaver, and even a wood-boring beetle are sounds we're likely to encounter, and it's nice to have Wild Sounds of the North Woods to help us figure it all out. Of course, when you're actually outside listening to an unfamiliar sound, it's tricky to match it up with a recording. If you buy bird recordings, listen to them while you're driving, washing dishes, or other tasks that allow you to focus some of your concentration elsewhere. Your mind will start tuning them out after 4 or 5 selections, but somewhere deep in the recesses of your brain, some of them may stick. Another good strategy for learning from recordings is to make a cassette tape of 5 species and play it over and over until you've mastered them. Then record another 5 species right over the first ones and master that one. Or choose 5 using your CD player's program function. Either way, make sure to start with species you really want to learn rather than learning them in order. If you start doing this during winter, you'll have a great head start when spring migration and bird song fill the North Woods once again. I'm Laura Erickson speaking for the birds.